maybe ease in on my lesson here a little bit today. You got to be careful with this. Now, mothers, you want to really honor them today. But also, it's a good opportunity for a pastor to exhort just a little. If there's a mother somewhere that's maybe, doesn't feel their responsibility. Because if we could have a revival among our women of the church, just among the women of the church, to take a grip on this calling, amen, we'd have revival from wall to wall. Now, I know that wasn't going to go over good, but that's the truth. It really is. And, let me just turn real quick in Proverbs. And the famous Mother's Day text. But I've got a lot of other things on my heart this morning up looking at this. But I want you to look at Proverbs 31 with me. If you got your Bible, and I'll take about 5 minutes here, and then we'll do our presentations of these flowers and honor these mothers. But just to get started, I want you to look are you there? If you're there, just nod your head so I can hear you. Or say amen or something. Can you say praise the Lord? Okay. If you're at 31, I want you to go to verse 30 before I read any of the rest of it. I want to go to verse 30, and I want to look at just a part of this. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31. Now, have you got your finger on verse 30? Okay. I want you to look in the middle of that verse, that phrase that starts, "But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." But a woman that feareth the Lord. Now, before I get into all this other here, and I'm not going to preach this because I don't have time. We got a lesson coming up. Amen. But in the first part of that, verse number 10, the Bible says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." And, a lot of time, I remember during the election, I heard a whole lot of complaints. What people talking about, we don't really have anybody to vote for. To find somebody with credibility and enough quality and reputation that would deserve a vote. We said, "Well, brother, we're just hardly out of any." And really it's true. But this morning when I look at our country and I look at this day, amen, the Bible said, "Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies." She's a very rare item. How many knows in the world? And that word virtuous there, of course, virtue means goodness. But it's not just that. It's just not somebody that's benevolent, amen, and serves others, amen. But virtue is a goodness that has power, that is effectual, that gets things done, that helps those around about them, amen. Y'all going to stay with me just a little bit? I'm gonna be done here, but I want to talk to you. The Bible said, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" And then it goes down through this, and tells all of the things that she did. Amen. It talks about her care for her husband. How many knows that a woman that is not a good wife is not a good mother? Well, let's go back. I won't dwell on this a long time. Amen. But in order to be a good mother, amen, a woman has to be a good wife. Amen. Well, how does this happen? Praise God. I'll tell you what, it doesn't happen by accident. The Bible said in that last verse, "But the woman that feareth God, amen, shall be praised." I really believe, brother and sister, this morning, amen, that the key, amen, to being a good husband, a good father, a good mother, amen, is to fear God. If you're in this house this morning and you say, "I'd like to be a good mother," then we need to take inventory of our position with God. Because we've got to be, amen, a child of God, amen, in order to be, amen, anywhere close to this virtuous woman. Now, I know this scripture is just a pattern. It's an ideal. Every woman won't have all these qualities. Y'all listening, aren't you? I remember a young preacher one time used to come through, and he would he wasn't married, and he was praying about a wife, you know, and I'd talk to him a little bit, and he would mention, you know, about the kind of woman he liked to have, and he'd always go to Proverbs 31. And finally one day I said, hey, look, wait a minute here now. I said, the woman you're wanting here is a married woman. And he looked at me kind of funny. I said, this lady didn't start like this when she was a young teenage girl. Come on now. Y'all not getting this, are you? Oh, yeah, she had to apply herself, and she had to learn, and she had to become what this woman is right here. So I told that preacher, I said, you just need more faith, amen, to get married. It takes a lot of faith. Somebody say amen. I won't tell you, but this woman, I won't go any further. But I will say this morning, if you're living for God and fearing God, amen, you know, and Hollywood would have you say that the best woman is the woman that is all made up and half naked, you know, and just draws men's attention, that's the best woman in the land. But how many knows that that is absolutely not the truth? Huh? Because the Bible says right here that beauty is vain, favor is deceitful. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. Vain means worth nothing, empty and void. Beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, I believe in the Bible. I believe, amen, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I believe it works in every facet of our lives. I believe it works in the home, it works on the job, it works in the community, in the town council, and in the White House. I believe the Bible and the precepts and concepts of the Bible still has power. It still works, and it's the thing that is missing the most in America this morning. So the answer is not really the Democrats or Republicans or autocrats or hypocrites or any of the other crats. The answer is for the church to rise up, amen, and have revival again among our people, amen, that spreads out into Main Street and Wall Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Can you say amen? You still believe in old-time religion? Amen. If you're here this morning and you're a lady and you're having trouble meeting these needs and this virtue, I'd say go to an altar of prayer, put the broom in the closet, unplug the vacuum cleaner, and go ask God to help. Help you to be what you really ought to be. Can you say amen? Amen. Now this chapter, and I'm going to just continue on with this later. But this chapter is talks about a lot of attributes of this precious woman. I don't have time to read them all, but it talks about how her husband can trust in her, and how that she seeketh wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. Now I'm just going to give you a little clue. Let's see if anybody knows. How many knows when it says she sought wool and flax and worked with her hands? What was she doing right there? Huh? She was sewing. She was making clothes. She was working and sewing. Oh, I know we're in the women's lib hour. I know that. Where you know, and I know this wasn't going to be popular. I should have saved this probably for tonight. Amen. But I know we're in that ERA movement. And everybody, they just forgot the home. I'm going to tell you something. If daddy is working and mama is working, huh? Now, I'm not, don't get me wrong. But if they're all trying to attain the pinnacle, I've got one question. You know what it is, don't you? Who's raising the next generation? You cannot put them on automatic pilot. You'll have to go get them out of the ditch. Well, if I had a church here just halfway, say amen to this great truth here this morning. Huh? And I know in the society we live, folks are so far in debt that you just about have to have three incomes to keep the wolves off the door. But brother and sister, I know that's true, and I'm sympathetic. You sisters that have to work, I'm sympathetic with you. I know that's where we're at. But that still does not solve the problem America has. Huh? I tell you what, we need a revival that'll turn people's hearts. Really, and I know out of necessity people have to, but if people are working just to have a bigger, fancier house or car, I tell you what, those children would rather have you. I said they'd rather have you. And if you raise youngins that would rather have stuff as fellowship with their parents, you raise the bad one. Huh? But I tell you, I love this. I love the Bible. I love this. I tell you, I love the truth and essence of this. And I want to honor our mothers here in church this morning that bring your children to church, that will love them, teach them right. And you know what the greatest teacher is? The greatest teacher is not just, amen, taking them to Sunday school or just telling them. The greatest teacher, and you take little old kids like these here this morning, like these little ones, their intellect is not sharp enough for you to be able to set them down, at 2 years old and say, "Now listen to me, young man. I'm going to explain to you the basic concepts of well behavior." They're going to look at you like, and they're going to say, "Eat or play." But you know how they learn? You say, "Well, they don't learn until they get up to school." Oh, no, they've already learned about everything important by the time they go to school. They learn by watching you. How many think if you've got a real brat as a kid, how many's ever looked at that kid and said, "That's just what I made him"? Huh? Nobody ever does that. But you know the truth of it is, that is the truth. Huh? Is that right or not? How many feels like we ought to take some responsibility for our children's actions? Well, how many like to have a pastoral election this morning? It seems like that's more on your mind, but I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. You'll say, "Well, I'll beat that out of them." Well, I'm going to tell you something. That if you're going to act like a heathen in front of them, you can't beat that out of them. Huh? That's right. Our nature and our spirit transfers into their little nature and spirit. Amen. And they learn our value system, and it becomes part of their value system. And we make little adults out of them as they grow up. Amen. I want us to lift our hands this morning. I want us to ask God to help us have a good service here this morning. Well, I feel the Lord in this house. God, give us a revival among our sisters, a revival among our motherhood of America. God, give us a revival of these precious ladies sitting right here and put a tenderness in their heart and a consciousness in their heart to be a good wife, a submissive and obedient, humble wife, and to be a mother, Lord, that'll take care of their children with love and make that a priority in their life. And God, that they'll be worshipers of you, all of this because they fear God. In Jesus' name. God, I give you.